at home, at school, and in the neighborhood. WHYY is asking children, parents, and experts what kids need to be healthy, and we're sending reporters out to cover modern kids better. An after-school workshop in South Philadelphia teaches children how to respect each other's bodies with the hope that by setting boundaries at a young age, consent will have a greater importance in their lives. WHYY's Emily Scott reports.
My name is Izzy, and my favorite part of my body is my belly because it's really soft and squishy.
Sitting on a multicolored carpet square with a dozen third graders at the Southwark School, Izzy Abraham Ravison asks the students a question. What's your favorite part of your body?
I like art, and I like to use my hands.
The question was simple, but it made for an easy segue into a slightly more complicated one.
So everybody, who has heard the word consent before? You have? Mm-hmm. Who else has? You have? Do you know what it means?
The answers varied from being kind to others to respecting people's feelings. Abraham Ravison focused a big part of the lesson on asking permission to touch another person's body.
Do you always want a hug?
No.
Do you always want a kiss?
No.
No.
The student's defiant response was exactly the answer Abraham Ravison was looking for, to help the elementary age kids understand how to have authority over their bodies. In 2015, she started the nonprofit Yes to Consent in her hometown of Montclair, New Jersey. It's now becoming a traveling sexuality education workshop for all ages, even as young as toddlers. In much of the country, sex education is not a standard part of the curriculum. Only 24 states and Washington, D.C. have mandated that public schools teach sex ed. Pennsylvania is not one of them. Her program now has a focus in Philly. She moved here a few years ago for a preschool teaching job. A big part of what inspired her interest in teaching comprehensive sex ed was because she knew from her own experience in school, consent is often a conversation only broached with high school age students.
And it's children who have the least control over their bodies. So that's a time when it's really important to be talking to them about what their rights are and how adults should or shouldn't be touching them, how they should and shouldn't be touching each other, and what feels good.
Consent is often at the heart of some complicated social issues, including sexual harassment. It's also now being discussed more openly as it relates to the Me Too movement. Lori Reichel is a school health educator who most recently worked at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. She says teaching young learners about consent is a form of assertiveness training.
You know, on one level, it's common sense. Like, if you don't want to touch somebody or have somebody touch you, then we say no.
More specifically, children's ability to identify their own body parts can be effective in recognizing and preventing sexual abuse.
If a child is inappropriately touched and they know how to verbalize it with the words, it can be heard in the court system better, and the perpetrator can actually be held more accountable.
Yes to Consent also hosts workshops for parents, and for some of them, it's a way to unpack their own childhood experiences of talking about sex. Mary Meyer, who has a 7-year-old daughter and 10-year-old son, attended one of the adult workshops. For her and her husband, it was a light bulb moment.
In Izzy's workshop, really just realizing that there are ways to incorporate knowledge of developing sexuality and this really incredibly powerful idea of consent before kids are totally verbal.
Meyer says she now sees that bodily ownership in her own kids, something she doesn't think she saw in herself at that age. Abraham Ravison and her team have done workshops at public and private schools in New Jersey and Philadelphia, at community centers and at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. She hopes to see consent education become a permanent fixture in local Philly schools. Emily Scott, WHYY News.